The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. We have here Michael Ingram back from Philadelphia and Jason Hoover. Welcome, guys.
What it look like, Vancouver? It's spring!
It's spring. It's nice to be back, David.
Yeah. We're in the editing process of your documentary about local Vancouver history. And tonight we're going to focus on your Mushroom Records album from 1975. Mm-hmm. And Dennis Green, rest in peace.
Yeah, he just died last 2 weeks ago. Heart problems, but he was one of my inspirations, and he was my tight buddy, especially when it came to writing with the Mushroom album. Mm. We did most of the tunes that were, he was on all of them mostly.
Yeah, all right, well, we're going to feature that in a little bit, Mike. Mm-hmm. I was telling you about a gentleman from Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. Jared Lawson.
Interesting. I'm looking at the cover here, Jared Lawson at the BBC. And, you know, Portland, it's in that odd little spot in the country where you think, well, where can we get all this stuff from? Because I believe the funk band Pleasure came from Portland, but not too many other acts in a genre that would, you know, imply jazz or R&B or anything like that. So if they took the time to use him in a compilation, he must have some skills. So I'm waiting to see this and hear this myself.
Yeah, well, the British, they just have a knack for picking up on talents the USA. Certainly there's hints of Donny Hathaway, Jason, and
Donny
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, he sound like him. Wow.
I always was a dreamer. Never hearing the things that my daddy was saying. And musically inclined, my mind was always preoccupied, dreaming of the day when the music I make might affect a change. 'Cause I believe that music and love have the power. Compassion, tolerance, and empathy. 'Cause we all experience pain. Yeah, yes, we do. And we all feel the strains. So everybody, won't you come along and rest your weary bones upon my soul symphony. This is my soul symphony. Oh, this is my soul symphony.
'Cause I believe that music and love have the power to heal. Tantamount to these, compassion, tolerance, and empathy. 'Cause we all experience pain, yeah, yes we do, and we all feel the strains. So everybody, won't you come along and rest your weary bones upon my soul.
Indeed, real soul talents like that should be encouraged.
That was beautiful. Yes. I liked his phrasing. Mm-hmm. I liked how you had the byplay with the keys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the kind of track that would fit an urban contemporary format, which you don't see a lot of, Jason.
No, you don't. But also, one thing I'd like to tell you is that it was recorded really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is that's a squeezer, man. That is definitely a pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like the fact that he's paying tribute to the past. He understands what a Stevie or a Donny Hathaway, because both of them have certainly done that kind of improvisational style.
Definitely. A very economic phrasing, though. He's not trying to sound like them.
No.
He's not a vamper. You can hear him clean and clear. Mm. And, you know, apparently Anthony Hamilton
right. And
Bilal also contributed to this. So clearly these are vocal talents who liked what they heard, and they're, you know, doing their part to help this kid out.
Yeah, but it's still that it distresses me a little bit that in Toronto and Vancouver and other places that this artist is not playing, that he's getting residencies instead in Europe and England.
Sure.
Well, the next artist we're going to talk about here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver is Tina Marie, and her coming along, and for a white singer to come along in the soul community and the impact that she laid, there may never have been another one.
There is.
Not like that.
No.
We had Dusty Springfield. We had Timmy Euro.
You had Madonna.
You know, we had, exactly. But, you know, nobody was as consistent as Tina, mm-hmm. and she was there because she wanted to be there.
That's
even
right.
When she moved labels, she never changed from the type of songs that she wanted to sing. And to her credit, she became a favorite. I mean, black fans put cash in Tina Marie's pocket.
She
was not a crossover artist.
No, she was not.
Yeah, she was
hardcore. Rhythm and blues and funk.
Yep. Well, this track, Tune In Tomorrow, truly is one of her finest.
What do drawn one thin line between such love and hate.
Daddy.
Well, it looks like the guitar play is getting a little more featured. But no, what a song, like the transition between soul and jazz, Jason.
It's really unbelievable. I've always been a fan of Tina Marie. The thing about it was it took about 2 months before somebody shook me and said she was not a black woman. She was a white woman. We must stress this because she's a natural. Mm-hmm. She's a natural white woman that sings like a black woman. That's the bottom line. She didn't copy nobody. She ain't trying to be nobody.
She went her own way. Exactly. And she had you said she did the arrangement?
She did the arrangement too. It'd be interesting to see what the charts look like on that. But the most obscure beginnings, she was first discovered on the Beverly Hillbillies when she was 8 years old.
She was
dancing for Jed Clampett. And on top of being a great artist, she was a great businesswoman. She opened up the Brockert, which her maiden name is Brockert, the Brockert Initiative, which when she was at Motown, Berry Gordy wouldn't let her out of her deal because of unreleased material. So she took him to court and won. And because she won, she cleared it for artists like Luther Vandross and others to get out of their deals as well. So she made her mark in the legal category as well.
Tina Marie was a giant. Rest in peace. She's very well remembered. I mean, somewhere like England, many, many people think she's a god. In America, like you said, she's much better known in the black community just because her authenticity of her soulfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to modern day and consider a gentleman who's crossed over with quite a lot of popularity.
Leon Bridges.
I believe, Jason, you have this record yourself.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's check this track out. Lisa Sawyer.
Complexion of a sweet prey, lean hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa. Christ at an altar, all along he was calling her name.
The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man. Man, man, gospel. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. New Orleans.
Wow, track.
Yeah, it's definitely doo-wop, but it's funny you should mention New Orleans. And there he is, Leon Bridges.
Nice stuff, brother. That's a beautiful track.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one that really sold me to begin with. But Jason, there's another artist that Mike and I wanted to turn you on to that we've been featuring on radio here on CITR for a long time. And that's a gentleman from Chicago who is more known as a songwriter than a singer and a little bit of a folk poet. But that's Terry Callier. Does that name ring a bell to you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
If you remember the Dells, The Love We Had Stays on My Mind.
Yeah, yeah, I love the Dells.
He wrote that song. He wrote and arranged that song.
Wow, that's great.
And, you know, this socially conscious track, boy, does it ever sound contemporary right now with all the stuff going on in the world. So let's feature that next here on African Rhythms. We've got special guests, Michael Ingram and the legend himself of local Vancouver soul and funk, Jason Hoover.
Yeah, come find a melon slipping down the street. Free needs a smile for everyone she meets. Everybody's hanging back, but now the secret's out. She just came by to tell us what it's all about. There's a nation waiting for the coming of the Lord, with the dreamers and the schemers out on Sunset Boulevard. Sugar, life is hard. Ooh. Out on Sunset Boulevard. Woo-hoo. Best dressed or high pressed, no matter who you are. Depends on how the cards fall. Everyone can be a star. Life is not a screenplay. It's a struggle for your soul. You must be very careful how you choose to play your role. Really ain't no telling what your spirit's heading toward. We see he rests uneasy on Sunset Boulevard. And who mama life is showing. Right on Sunset Boulevard. Woo-hoo. Jesus, peace be with him, said the truth will set you free. Truth and doubt go hand in hand in our society. Everybody's wondering what the beast will have to say, from the steps of Mother Russia to the flats in East LA. There's an angel waiting with fire and a sword, with the hipsters and the tipsters out on Sunset Boulevard. And life is sure enough hard. Sunset Boulevard. Woo-hoo. Ooh, life is sure enough hard. Ooh, on the dark side of this boulevard.
Yeah, socially conscious Terry Callier. And as I was saying today on the bus, you know, just so outrageous sometimes people's attitude towards poor people. And, mm-hmm. you know, I witnessed somebody getting on the bus today and, you know, he couldn't afford to pay, so he just walked on by without paying.
Yeah.
And then the woman speaks up and jeers the man for the gall of him getting on for free. Mm-hmm. And then the bus driver's like, well, oh, I'm not allowed to do anything about it. Like, it was outrageous, you know.
I mean, unfortunately, you got folks like that, and the sad part about it is they feel more emboldened to say crap, you know.
That's the thing. I mean, for her to be saying that out loud, I mean, I'm honestly, I'm a nice guy, but I'd hate to call somebody out. But, you know, when she's saying, and then she's going on to infer that basically poor people, she was like, oh, well, the other bus, the too many people smell or whatever. And she was like, oh, they can all go and get cleaned up. Oh, yeah. And oh, they can all go get a job. And I was like, this woman is outrageous.
That's the poison that comes from the States.
Yeah.
All of that crap is Trump.
Yeah.
Because he is emboldening these folks to say the crap that they normally would keep their mouth shut about.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's continuing on and it's almost endemic now.
Yeah, well, you know, Terry Callier's song, it almost sounds like it was written today, you know.
His vocal range is a little, it's got more bottom than Richie Havens.
Mm.
And he's in that same area, him, Taj Mahal, all around that same neighborhood. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Conscious, soulful folk, if you will. But, you know, an artist we wanted to turn you on to, Jason, that we praised back in the day, and Mike and I would talk at length about, because Mike hadn't heard him before either back in the 90s, and he's really only a legend over in England and Japan and places like that. But the phenomenal songwriter, Sam Deese, who wrote, like I was saying, he wrote One in a Million for Larry Graham. That was his biggest track.
Wow. Maybe yeah. He deserves it, man. I'll keep him rich for a while.
Yeah, and I believe his soul legend is still alive down in California. Here he is, his one and only Atlantic album, the same year as yours, Jason.
75.
Yeah.
No matter
from The Show Must Go On. Sam D's, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's from the same year, I believe, as your album.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that was 1975, and after the next artist, we're going to feature a couple tracks from your album. Yeah, what a golden year, completely overlooked in its own time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jason, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wonder what it would have been like if you had had that chance to go over to Europe with a full band?
I don't really know. I mean, I know some groups that have gone to Europe and never became famous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no big deal. But I mean, they played, they worked, and they were potential stars.
Mm-hmm.
Never did round out. But, you know, I sat back and I said, I should have been, because we had record selling in Europe before they were selling here in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like Rhythm is the Way, Rust to Dust, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here is another artist that didn't really get the attention either. This guy, Jason, he actually wrote Love, Love, Love for Donny Hathaway.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's J.R. Bailey.
J.R. Bailey, and he was the original artist, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this album, as it fades in from track to track, is pretty similar to what's going on. Some of the quality, I think it might be one of the closest to what's going on in that period.
Well, you know, because Marvin took such a chance knowing what Motown was producing and allowing to have put out there, very few artists were going to have a chance to get behind them unless they had the actual 100% faith of the label or the producer doing it.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's always fascinating, those other artists that were around when things like Donny Hathaway and What's Going On were going on. And I think this J.R. Bailey album is one of the great examples.
Mm-hmm.
Sipping something nice and feeling so mellow, maybe wrapped up in a groovy pad, catching up on life. I'm a happy fellow. Oh yeah, after hours. Oh yeah. It's a struggle to survive, but Lord, come those after hours. I don't tote no barge, lift no bell, get high on love. My freedom's not for sale, no. But after hours, yeah, my baby and me. Like a little pinch of spice and thin and so mellow. Ask anybody who ever been in love, ain't it paradise? I'm off and running, yeah. Oh yeah. After hours, no, no.
The sun's going down, and I'm back uptown. You know what? My baby's on her way. And when she get here, Man, I can't tell you. Oh. Just an idea blowing in the wind. Heaven on earth is really just a state of mind you're in. Oh, 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 oh. Heaven on earth can be a bag of gold, depend on who and what dreams they hold. But for me, personally, heaven on earth is loving you a thousand ways, finding each way new. Judge, I'm not the one. But for me, personally, heaven on earth is loving you a thousand ways and finding each way.
Sipping something nice
and feeling so mellow, mellow. Maybe wrapped up in a groovy pad,
catching up on life.
I'm a happy fellow.
J.R. Bailey, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Bailey, something else.
Yeah. What a talent. And you know, for him to make a record like that, and then for Donny Hathaway to hear it and go, "Wow, I better cover one of these songs." And and then, like you're saying, Mike, a New York label.
Yeah, London Records was over on 11th Avenue, 25th Street. It was one of the few labels that was around in the New York area. You had that, you had Columbia, of course, in Atlantic, and you had Elektra. But that song was awesome because, you know, Donny Hathaway is a singer.
That's
he
right.
would not take someone else's material unless that was bona fide stuff.
Yeah.
His phrasing.
Yeah. Right. You can see Donny certainly wanted to give him some exposure, but it just things didn't go J.R. Bailey's way.
Well, listen, you can't expect everything to go the people's way. It's just that the attempt is wonderful and the music and that record was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's 3 years before you finally got to have an album, and you came close before that because Trials of Jason Hoover almost had an album. I mean, you could have had an album in that psychedelic, if you will, soul era. Yeah. Tragic.
Where was your head at that time, Jason?
Which time? Before the Mushroom or after? When you went, which
before.
One you, before. Okay, I was really into things like We Were Happy, Freedom Train, Are You Ready? I wanted to mix funk with gospel so that people could just realize it was all one thing.
Right.
One love.
I mean, Jason Hoover, who's a local artist who moved here from Edmonton, and back in that 60s period, from 68 on, he started releasing a string of singles, which should have been Trials of Jason Hoover album. But still, there's 10, 12 singles. I mean, there's that for a local.
that's an album, essentially.
That's unmatched, Mike, you know, locally. You know, that's an unmatchable. And then, okay, well, let's focus on your Mushroom album from 1975.
Okay.
And rest in peace to your guitar player, Dennis Green.
Man, it just hurts my heart. I didn't think he would go before me. I really thought I would go first. But, you know, Dennis was such a creator. He was a writer. And all the things that we did use on the Mushroom album, it was only a slight example of what Dennis and I wrote together.
Right. Well, your second single for Mushroom Records would be She's My Lady, and this indeed would feature Dennis Green.
Oh, yeah, he played the lead in the solos on everyone.
All right.
And they were clean.
Well, let's check that out.
That would be wonderful.
Another dime so I can live a better life of luxury. Though the going is tough, still I try to get enough, and it makes me feel so good to know she believes in me. She's my lady, a lovely lady, my sexy baby. She's good to me, and I love her, you know I love her, she always touches me so tenderly, oh I'm never, ever gonna mistreat her, I don't wanna do a thing to chase her love away, and she makes it so much better each and every day. She's my lady, lovely lady. I love my lady, she's good to me. Love away.
she makes it. Oh, she makes it so much better.
Each and every day.
She's my lady, a funky lady, my sexy baby. She's good to me. She's my lady, foxy lady, my pretty baby. She's good to me. Oh, I love her. Oh, you know I love her. She always loves me so tenderly.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast. You're listening to African Rhythms. And rest in peace, Dennis Green.
Dennis Shame. Green.
Yeah. Featured heavily on that track.
And a few other, but that was his meet there. He did a beautiful job of doing the solo, the introduction, and and all the breaks. He played everyone.
Working that wah-wah, boy. He was riding that.
Oh, we must mention him. We finally going to give him a credit. And that is, he said to me, he said, look, man, my name's not on the album at all. And I played the wah-wah on She's mm-hmm. My Lady.
That's right.
And he deserves some. And Jesus, I almost forget his name. I've been with so many musicians in my time, but he had a lot of heart, a lot of drive, and he took a lot of punishment. Mm-hmm. I mean, being on the road, it was tough, you know. And he was there to cover for Dennis when Dennis wasn't feeling well.
So Dennis was on Heart Dreamboat Annie?
No, it was, you remember...
Howard Lease.
Howard Lease was with Heart. Today.
So this was the other guitar player on your album than the Heart guitar player.
Yeah, yeah. And he wasn't mentioned, which, you know how it is. He was on two tunes. You know,
I see. Yeah, She's My Lady. What about Show Me Some Slack?
Show Me Some Slack was some kind of tune. Again, we have Dennis Green, and again, you know, Show Me Some Slack was written by Dennis and I.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio.
See you.
but you can't relate to my financial state, and you don't seem to care. Give me, never guess. Don't you understand? Pull yourself together, girl. If you want me to be your man, show me some slackness. If you want a love that's true, show me some slack, darling. 'Cause if you don't wear through, show me some slack, baby. If you want some love from me, show me some slack, girl.
From 1975, locally released record on Mushroom Records, and here in the studio, we have Mr. Jason Hoover, and that's the final track on the album. What a way to go out.
Show me some
strong, baby. Yeah. Listen, that's a sophisticated track, and the chord pattern from the beginning to the changes in the middle, that's the kind of track that was perfect for urban contemporary. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but music was getting better because listeners were demanding more of bands. Because you had disco in the background somewhere. Not everybody wanted to hear disco. They wanted to hear real music, you know? And this was real music in every sense of the word.
Well, I thank you very much. I was like this, you know, we were on the road a lot. And then, you know, between the road and the restaurants and the hotels, it's time to create. And we were very fortunate to have a bus that was well set up so that we were able to have a table to play cards or write songs. And we had sound system. We had two of them. We had old eight-track shove in or the cassette.
Yep.
So we were able to hear everything.
Yeah. Well thought out stuff. And what I liked about it, because all the funk acts had that, you had to change stuff up. Because if you're thinking about you're doing your live set, you got to have a chance for everybody to catch up, catch their breath, so your ballad's got to be there. So you had two, Love Will Get You and She's My Lady. So in a 45-minute set, that's what you want, because then you can kick ass and finish up strong.
That's what we did.
And there you go.
Well, here's another gentleman that only had one album, but for much more tragic circumstances, Baby Huey.
Oh, man.
Brother was, well, listen, we had to tell the truth. Baby Huey was over 400 pounds.
I thought he was three. Was it 400?
He was over 400 pounds.
Wow.
And he was a powerful presence on stage, not because of his size, but he had the soul. I mean, he had that fire in the belly vocally. And ironically, when he passed, too soon, of course, they asked Chaka Khan. Wow. To replace him in the Babysitters. That was early 70s.
Being this was sort of Curtom Chicago kind of territory, very socially conscious. All right, let's check it out. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that arrangement in Mighty Mighty, that's all Curtis. You can hear that. It's all Curtis. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I'll play the part I feel they want me. And I'll pull the shade so I won't see them seeing me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. From my body house, I feel like me another. Familiar face of creed and a race, a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love. Sleeping on motel floors, knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam and Oreos and drinking Thunderbird, baby. In this crazy town, I'm having a hard time. Have no love to be found. I'm having a hard time in this crazy town. I'm sick and tired of having so many hard, hard times, baby. And from my body, hard times.
Jason, wasn't it like that for you, hard times, temporarily, when you first came here? Jumping Jay Hoover, Smiling Buddha.
Smiling Buddha.
Sleeping on your cousin's couch.
You know the whole story.
Hard times.
Well, there's the time to thank Sonny Curtin for my cousin we're talking about, for putting up with my antics of a teenager who was out of control. Yeah. And he...
A charming one. Because, man, you were getting contracts soon enough.
They came faster than I could read them.
Yeah.
So they were coming every which way but loose. It was a great feeling, though. It really was a great feeling. And to make it from my first gig, which was the Smiling Buddha, and end up at the Shanghai Junk.
I mean, right.
That was great.
And the Harlem Nocturne.
Harlem Nocturne. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ernie King. Yes.
We yeah. Can,
did you? How... Were you just cocky or confident vocally? Did you have that much trust in your instrument?
Let me tell you, I haven't changed much, guys. So I was very confident, and I was not going to take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Hoover picked Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he That's went right. Canadian all the way, and he picked Vancouver, and we should be honored for that. He could have easily
exactly.
headed for Toronto.
I wanted
and who
to.
Knows what would have happened in Toronto? Because
who
Toronto
knows?
Didn't have much of a scene there either. And that's what frustrates.
Canada was killing R&B.
That's what was frustrating about the whole process. As we've been writing articles about Jason's progress and the death of R&B in Vancouver, you had everything here in place. It wasn't a situation where you had no venues. You didn't have people that weren't interested. There were other talent there that was vibing off of you and Bobby Taylor. And for whatever reason, somebody decided they had to pull the plug. Now, I don't know whether it was one of the promoters or the labels, somebody, gatekeepers. It doesn't matter because the bottom line is we're going to tell you a story. The one glaring omission is that they should have said, presenting Canada's own, Jason Hoover.
Yeah, they did in the Expo 86 when he headlined. He was called Canada's R&B King. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's think of another artist, Mike. Mm-hmm. I know you're familiar with Jason, and this is a fairly unknown track, but Roya's Ubiquity is somebody that came up in the 60s and into the 70s and even into the disco era. But back when he put out He's Coming, this would have been comparable to the Trials of Jason Hoover. This is the psych soul era, and Roya has embraced that.
Himself. And this is why I love New York. I'll tell you why after the track is played.
All right, sounds good to me.
Ubiquity, and man, it sure sounds like the Vietnam-filled late 60s, but in 72, those issues were still going on.
Yes, they were. And the station in New York was WRVR 106.7. Played jazz, played fusion. It was a badly needed set of genres that needed a home, and they gave it to them. It was there I discovered acts like Pat Metheny and others, and that was my favorite station for a long time. The only reason they ended it and changed format to country music was because it wasn't making enough profit. So it was even something that was making money. And it was important for musicians like Roy Ayers, who lived in New York, because they had a place to go. And they were always staying in New York, playing in places like the Knitting Factory and others, so that everybody knew that these acts were there and you would be able to go to those venues, because that station was there to tell everybody, Roy Ayers is coming to town with Jason Hoover.
He started to go a little more conscious soul. I mean, he recites and sings in that song, No Vibes, like you're saying. So it shows that he was making an effort to kind of cross over, you know, if you will, like Roy Ayers, but in a conscious kind of way, but an overlooked track, but one of my favorites currently.
Very much overlooked. But again, New York musicians having a place to play and knowing that their stuff's going to get heard, that was a jazz extension of the Chitlin' Circuit.
Well, Jason, you know, I think that we should sneak in a Stevie Wonder track. And I was thinking, one, I haven't played in a long time, If You Really Love Me.
That's a beautiful song. Man.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're at the top of the hour. It's going to be Skulls Hall Talk Radio. But in the meantime, we're going to give you some more soul here on African Rhythms. Coming up, here's Stevie.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
fantastic. Well, it's another show. Stay tuned for the Trials of Jason Hoover film. We're finishing it up this year, and we're going to be telling local history about the adventures of Jason Hoover coming here in 64 and having a 30-plus year career of regular gigs. Impressive.
Well, it's really nice to be, a living legend. But to me, I'm just me, and I just try to do what I can do with the best I can.
Let me ask this one last question.
All right, Mike.
How does it feel for you to be a Canadian and being able to do the music and being a trailblazer like you've been?
In some ways, it's very rewarding. In other ways, it's very displeasing. In other ways, it's very, who knows you in Thunder Bay or you know.
Yeah, that's my way of asking, do you want to be known as a soul artist, or do you want everybody to know that you're Canadian and a soul artist?
I think that would do the job right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, take it out, my brother Mike.
From Kootenay to Kamloops, from Coquitlam to Commercial Drive, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that good stuff can be found right here on African Rhythms.
And peace and love to you, Mike and Jason. And we're going out. Rest in peace, Prince.
Amen.
Do
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.